live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So I am speaking to Joe Ison. He's on the line now, and we're going to be talking about trying to avoid unnecessary weight gain when we start going to eat and drink out now. Good afternoon, Joey.
Alex, can you hear me now?
Yes, hooray, we can, yes. There was the old Amazing. Muting problem, wasn't it?
Oh, I know. I was saying before I got on, the tunes are flying today.
Oh, I'm lovely.
Loving them.
That's the trouble. You enjoy yourself too much to turn on your microphone.
Exactly. How's everyone doing? Okay.
Yes, very well. Thank you. All the better for hearing you. Now, we're going to have a talk about, you know, things are beginning to open up. We're all getting very excited that we can go out and enjoy ourselves. But we need to keep an eye, because I know for myself that can go like two ways. You can either, you know, keep on plan, and if you have a plan, that is, or it can go a bit to pot. And I would love to know, like, some tips on how you can sort of do damage limitation, you know, not to not enjoy yourself.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, and that's why I thought it'd be a useful topic, because as you know, restaurants are allowed to go out and eat in restaurants again, which is great, and go into pubs and see everyone, which is great. Yeah, really clear-cut advice to help you guys get you moving forward, and obviously avoiding the unnecessary weight gain that could happen, because it's been a hell of a year, hasn't it? And it's great that we're all opening up again, but we can easily overdo it. You know what us Brits are like. So.
And it's also hidden things, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I think there's lots of things that we eat without even realising that, you know, the bit of bread that goes by the side of the soup or whatever. I realise I've eaten like three pieces of bread, which I wouldn't do at home, but because it's just there. So have you hoped?
Exactly.
Give us some tips then. Give us some ideas.
Well, the biggest one is plan ahead of time. Like, I'm a firm believer of, you know, failure to prepare to fail. So if you're going out, look at the menu choices. If you're someone like me who is health conscious, is making a, you know, decision to lose weight, better their health, look better, feel better, then plan ahead of time. It just makes the process so much easier, and you'll take this decision out of, you know, what should I order. You go ahead and look at the menu, and most restaurants now have their menus online, which is great, so you can have a look and go, ooh, this is gonna be in line, this is gonna help me. Whereas, you know, if you go in there, and we've all been in that situation with our friends, you're like, oh, what are you having?
Yeah.
And you kind of copy everyone else, because you don't want to fit in. So,
and also, you're a bit hungry by then as well. So you're just like, I'll do that tomorrow. It'll be fine. I'll just have something now. But yeah.
Exactly. And go ahead with, like, you know, you could go all in. You could go all in and have a starter, main, and dessert. But I'm a sort of like a main and dessert type of guy. I don't really do starters. And one thing that works well with clients as well is, like, look, try two out of the three. You know, you can go all three, but there are, you know, things we have to do in between, which I'm going to share with you guys today on how to do. But, you know, make a choice. You know, plan ahead of time. Decide where you're going first. That's the first tip. And that takes all the other processes out. So that's the first bit. And the second one is actually an actual dieting strategy. And I hate dieting strategies, but this is very, very tactful. One that works very, very well is intermittent fasting. Now, I know what everyone's thinking, oh no, not another trend. He's going on about another trend. No, it's not a trend. It's been around for generations. Like, we've been doing it for years. And actually, intermittent fasting, it provides some great benefits as well for health markers, great for metabolic health. It's fantastic for fat burning. But the biggest thing, it's an eating strategy. Okay, so if you're someone who has a typical breakfast, imagine all you're doing is skipping your breakfast. You're just delaying that in the eating window. So you're essentially allowing yourself a little bit of leeway for more food.
So are you saying that you would just eat between certain hours, or you would not eat between certain hours? What do you mean by intermittent fasting for anyone that doesn't really know?
So the typical method is the 16-8. So you sort of fast for 16 hours and you eat within a window. But the easy way to do it is just skip a meal. So, like, for example, breakfast. It's the first meal of the day. Normally we don't really, you know, going out at lunch and dinner here. This is what my head's at. But you're essentially pushing back your eating window. That is all it is. So you're basically not having something in the morning. Does that make sense?
On the day that you might be going out, for instance. So
exactly.
You're just sort of effectively saving yourself a meal, aren't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, I see.
So you're allowing a little bit more leeway, shall we say. And actually, like, have you ever tried fasting before, like, you begin to appreciate your food more. I found this in the last year. I've been doing it for over a year. I'm not, you know, advising everyone to do, you know, copy what I do. But I'm not like a religious cult. But you're essentially pushing back your eating window. So, and you begin to, I found I really enjoyed food more. I really begin to appreciate by being there. And that's the biggest thing. And it's
weird. I know when I've done it before, you start thinking in your head, right, what do I really want? I'm not just, because it's only a special time that I can eat at certain times, I'm not going to just eat rubbish that I just go in without realising. I really plan what I'm going to have and think, like, say, really enjoy what I'm eating when I do eat it. So, yeah.
Exactly.
And people like Malcolm Mosley and big advocates of this as well. Mm. So it's not, like you say, it's not a fad thing. It's certainly in and around, you know, lots of people doing it.
It's fantastic. It's hard. There's different methods. This is quite, it comes quite frustrating, but you know, just have a little read before you go and try these things, guys. But you know, it's very interesting. There's a lot more research coming out. It's become a lot more in the public eye and a lot more aware.
Yeah.
And because it's so fun, I personally think it's a fantastic tool. But you know, going back to the first tip, plan ahead of time. Try that, because you're essentially, you know, skipping a meal. You're going to begin to appreciate being with your family and friends more as well. You actually can enjoy it rather than just go, you know, eating for the sake of it. But you know, actually, the last tip that I want to do, because to make it simple and effective, is actually go and enjoy yourself.
Yes,
this is one I'm going to make clear as big thing that inside my client community as well. You know, a lot of us are going out this week, and we've been through a hell of a year. Right, we've been through one hell of a year. So realistically, one meal out isn't going to ruin your efforts, guys. You know, you're not going to gain a load of weight in just one meal. And obviously, you're going to hold water after your meal. You're going to, you know, bloat a little bit from eating. But the grand scheme of things, guys, go and enjoy yourself. One meal isn't going to ruin your whole efforts. If you are at what you do on average, not every now and again. So if you've been consistent through the last few months with exercise, keeping active, eating healthier foods, making a real conscious effort, and you've been successful on your weight loss journey, one meal out isn't going to ruin it.
To bear in mind. And like we were just saying there, choose and plan ahead, and then you know that whatever you're going to have, you're going to really appreciate and really enjoy, not think, oh, I didn't really wish I'd had something else now, you know, whatever.
So, and don't get me wrong, there are like different choices on the menu you could do, but like, this week is all about enjoying ourselves. Just one week, one day, one meal in the grand scheme of things isn't going to ruin it. That's what I make clear inside today's radio radio show, is go and enjoy yourself. Like, you know, if you've done the work, great. If you haven't, then let's have a chat.
Yeah, that's the best thing you can do. Thanks ever so much, Joe. Always very interesting.
Always a pleasure.
And always lovely to have these tips that just to tweak our minds a little bit, I think, to see where we are. Cheers, Joe.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.